Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich with you every Wednesday. We do power rankings, our top five NFL teams. That's where we're going this week. I think it's a good week to go back to this because I don't think there's a solid top five out there. You could throw six, seven. It's like, Sam, I'm looking at him like, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But they're all the same. That's kind of what we're seeing right now in the National Football League. And if you look at the Super Bowl odds, oh, look, Kansas City's still number one somehow. That will probably change one way or another. Well, depends how things go against Denver. But a lot of these top teams are matching up this weekend, which makes it fun to take a look right now and see where they all stand as far as our top teams compared to Super Bowl odds and some of the other rankings that are out there. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll do some look at futures. I've got a bunch of teams that I want to discuss there. Also, player awards later on in the hour. Sam, why don't you start us off? Let's power rank your top five teams in the NFL, starting with five.
So I decided this version, I'm not doing best stories or best records. I'm doing my ratings. Five best teams. If we're playing these games on a neutral field, which teams have the highest power rating? I did put New England honorable mention. They did not make the top five, but they are climbing. It's very tough when you get through the top five. Where do you put Green Bay? Where's Baltimore? Where's Denver? Where's Philly? Where are the Patriots? Where are the Colts? These are all teams I just don't really know where to slot right now, and I honestly think I have the Eagles a little bit too low. But this is the list I have, 5-1. Online five, they are still favored over every team in the AFC that is not named Kansas City. Do I have my concerns about their D-line? Of course. But if they get their you-know-what together and they play their A-game, they're still good enough to make a playoff run. And I do think, Joe, there's a really good chance that we get to the AFC Championship and it's the 5-seed Kansas City Chiefs against the 7-seed Buffalo Bills, given just the rest of the teams of the AFC I don't believe in. So I'm going to go Buffalo with Josh Allen on line number five. They play to a high power rating. Yes, I watched the game on Sunday, but are you really going to put Denver over them? Are you really going to put Indy over them, New England over them? I'm just not there yet. I'm not there yet. So I put Buffalo on five. People aren't going to like it. Too bad. It's my list number one. And number two, they still have a high power rating. They still do. Number four, this is where things get tricky. I put Seattle. Getting healthy, finally, in the defensive secondary. This is a team that has a chance to be the number one seed in the NFC. If they beat the Rams this week, we're going to be talking about an 8-2 Seattle team with an MVP caliber quarterback in Sam Darnold. He's not going to win it, but he's 10-1. He was 100-1 in the summer. I think this coach, Mike McDonald, has been unbelievable for them. All they do is make tackles and make plays on that side of the ball. Schematically, they are so sound, and they start getting guys back on defense now, the defense will only get better. Only one team in the NFC has allowed less points, and that's the LA Rams. And this team hasn't really been healthy yet as a whole. Not that most teams are healthy in week 9 or 10 or 11, but I think Seattle's been an impressive story. The receivers are awesome. JSN could be the OPOY, could be. And Darnold's playing at a really high level. Number three, I still think Detroit's awesome. And I still think they're a force in the postseason. Now, they do need a lot of things to break their way. Ideally, they'd like to play a lot of those games at home because this team is catered to play in the dome on the fast track. And I don't like Jared Goff potentially going outside. Like Goff going to Seattle in the winter, not going to be fun. And I would not probably make that bet on an island in a one-on-one game. But the offense is loaded. The line is great. Defensively up front, they've got Hutch. Those guys are getting into the groove. And I do think Dan Campbell is pushing a lot of the right buttons this year. The team plays hard. The team believes they can win. And look, a lot of teams lose in this league. Bills lost to Miami. Lions lost to the Vikings, right? It just happens. In the postseason, I trust the Lions. I didn't do it last year, but I do this year. Number two, I can't put a 5-4 team number one. I just can't. Kansas City, put them on line number two. Now, their schedule gets so easy. Let's assume that they win this game against Denver on Sunday as a 4-point favorite. Then they're 6-4, and then look at the schedule. I mean, they could rip off 5 out of 6, and we could be looking up, and it's like, oh, man, there's the Chiefs, number one seed. Not impossible that they win, beat Denver, knock them down a peg, win a division for the 8th time in a row with Mahomes, and then coast into another AFC championship. High power rating, healthy offense. I'm worried about the pass rush. I think that's their biggest issue right now, getting to the quarterback, and we'll see how that plays out in the postseason. But the secondary is really good. You have Reed and Spags. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in football. So, yeah, let's put Kansas City on line two. And then number one right now, as of late, I've got this team power rated number one. Their ability to gang tackle the football, get to the quarterback, pressure the pocket on defense. You would never think that this team lost a guy like Aaron Donald last year. You would never think it. A team loses a guy like Aaron Donald, it takes years to recover. Not the LA Rams. Their defense is somehow better than it was last year and better than it was the year before when they had Aaron Donald. Make that make sense. They're just very good. They draft well. They develop well. Extremely well coached on that side of the ball. And then you've got McVay and Stafford. Let's give the O-line some credit too. Stafford's not getting touched. Now, I think there's a directive there to get the ball out quick because we know about the back. We talked about it all summer. Hasn't even been an issue, Joe, in the regular season. Haven't even talked about Matthew Stafford's back since the season started. Now, you hope that that stays true and you hope that they can keep him upright. But with those receivers and those running backs and that quarterback, the protection, the schematics, getting the ball to the guys that count and letting them do their thing, this team is so well coached. And I have the LA Rams right now as the number one team in the NFL.
How close are you to put the Colts in?
Not.
Not at all.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. The international game, was that a good thing or a bad thing? Yes, they won, but they needed a lot of things to go their way in the end. And it does get home. All right. Very good. I'm going with, I'm going to start at number five. And that's where I'm going to put Indy. Last time we did this, I did not put Indy in my top five. I have them just barely getting in. What Jonathan Taylor is doing carrying that team right now. We have seen not the great Daniel Jones, but that was a week or so ago. And I think a lot of people are still holding that against him and thinking that's what we're going to see more of in the second half. Questions about the defense, but that's why they went out and added Sauce Gardner. And I think in the second half, you're going to get a Sauce Gardner closer to the elite level, that kind of a player. And this offense is right near the top. So I'm going to put the Colts in my top five. Colts are number five overall. Number four, a team that I did not see on your list, and maybe it's recency bias, but it's a decent sample. We shouldn't judge the Ravens based on what they did with without Lamar. And early on, remember, the defense was injured when they were getting gashed consistently. First five games of the year, they're giving up 35 points per game. That's not who the Baltimore Ravens are, and they weren't turning the ball over on that side of the ball. Has anybody noticed in the last four games, they're giving up 11 points per game? This is much closer to the Ravens team that we were expecting coming into the season. The Ravens, even though they're on the outside looking in the playoff right now, I've got them number four as far as my power rankings. Number three, that's where I put Kansas City. I know the four losses. A lot of people say you can't put them in your top five. Sam, you don't buy that. And you look at the Super Bowl odds, they're still the favorite. I'm putting them at number three. Sam has them at number two. Number two is your number one. I'm going with the LA Rams. And these teams at the very top, what you're going to notice is that they are extremely balanced, both offense and defense. They're among the top 10, and there's not a lot of teams that are better. Not one glaring weakness on the team, even though, you know, Seattle, LA Rams each have two losses. Double that up for Kansas City, but let's see what they end up with at the end of the year. So I put the Rams at number two. Stafford is on a tear. They haven't played tough teams lately, but we know how good the Rams are. And number one, I know this is insane. It's insane because you would never thought this would be the case coming into the season. What do the Seahawks do poorly? What is their weakness? And it's week after week, as the sample gets larger and larger, they find ways to impress even more. They look unbeatable when they're playing on the road. They've been the best road team in the NFL. Oh, well, they're not as good at home. What'd they do this past week at home? It was over. Their last couple of games have been over in the second quarter, and it wasn't even a conversation. That's how dominant Seattle is. Number one DVOA, number one net yards per play, number two point differential in the league. Now Darnold's an MVP conversation, as he should be. So I'm going Seattle 1. Seattle 1, LA Rams 2, KC 3, Baltimore 4, Indy 5. I didn't get Detroit in there. I have some questions about them moving forward, but we'll see. But they were very close. If there was a 6, I'd put Detroit in there.
Seattle, the team that got away from BetSweats.
You know what's so sick? Now I'm at a point every week that if I'm not betting on them, I want them to lose, and they won't lose. And it's over in the first quarter. Do you find yourself rooting against them just for peace of mind?
Not really.
I am. I'm a hater, though. I hate people. I hate teams. But they're my one. I think they're the best team.
Of all the bets we've made over the years together, of all the dumb things we've done,
they're going
to
win the Super
Bowl. We could not get there on Seattle at 30-1 to win the NFC. The one that got away, for sure.
And we didn't have a reason. We both loved them. Just didn't make the bet.
No reason. I wrote it in red Sharpie. Seattle. You said
What'd you do with that post-it?
Is dangerous. It's gone. I don't know where it's at. It's gone.
You shredded it. Maybe a couple weeks
ago. Maybe I just picked it up drunk one day and threw it out. That's probably what happened. I don't know where it's at. I mean, that's very likely, actually. I probably came home from the bar, saw the Seattle post-it, looked at my 49ers NFC ticket. Yeah, I'm like, well, let me see my bets. Let me see my futures. Oh, Toledo over and San Francisco to win the NFC. And I probably just crumbled it up and ate it. That's probably what happened.
Probably. Where do you have Baltimore?
7.
Are they close?
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Pretty close.
Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Patriots right 6, Ravens 7, Eagles 8.
You really think Kansas City's. Do you have them highest in the AFC? I forgot now at the top.
I've got Rams them 2 one. Overall. Yeah. Yeah. Rams okay. 1, Chiefs yeah. 2.
Yeah. Sunday's going to be so interesting. And we'll talk about this with futures and the AFC West numbers. But I can't wait for that game. Among all of these games, that's the one I can't wait for. And you know, the number's going to be hanging in the balance in the last minute of the game. It's going to be, are they going to win and cover, or are we going to have a surprise? I could see anything happening in the game. But just perfect NFL would be the Denver team that we saw last Thursday. They come out, and then they beat the Chiefs the following game.
Are we going to be heads up on Sunday? Am I laying the 3 with the Rams? Actually, I can lay 2.5 now at a couple places. Am I going to lay 2.5 and you're going to take 3 on Seattle?
I'm getting 3.
Yeah, you can get 3 right now. BetMGM's got 3 minus 110.
Yeah, probably. But look, I put these two teams as 1 and 2. But yeah, I'm going to be on Seattle at 3.
Yeah, I think I'm going to lay 2.5. We rarely fight. Mm-hmm. Mom and dad rarely fight, and I feel like we're going to be fighting about this one Sunday.
Yep. Yeah. It's just, it's 3 everywhere. It was 2.5 the other day. See any 2.5s out there right now? Or you're expecting that to get
Green
there?
Book has 2.5 minus 120.
Okay. That's the only one, huh?
Looks like it. I thought that was a 2.5, but that just moved to 3 as well. So, yeah, we're 3 basically everywhere.
Wow. Okay. I think that'll come down a little bit. I think there will be a lot of Seattle. Unless the room is there, we won't be fighting. If the room is on Seattle plus 3, I'll be long gone.
Yeah, the room isn't as bad as
but a public
it is in
dog
college,
one.
Though. A public dog Seattle. But again, just because Seattle loses at the Rams doesn't mean that they're not a legit team. We've talked about their DVOA. Aaron Schatz brought it up the other day on Gil's show. They have the fourth highest DVA through 9 weeks, 10 weeks of all time.
I can't believe it. It's unbelievable.
Right. And Minnesota let Darnold walk to let J.J. McCarthy fly.
Uh-huh. He ain't flying.
No.
He's like flailing. He just got stepped on the street. Yeah, it's not looking good. All right, NFL futures. We'll talk about some of those divisions that we just mentioned, NFC West, AFC West in particular. Also awards later on this hour right here on BetSweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe O, Sammy P. Yeah, we'll have to get to Stephen A. Smith, Michelle Beadle. Coming up. That was unbelievable. You've got to hear this, Sam. Also, how about it? We were talking off air about high school ball. See who your school is playing this week?
Lincoln Way East. Oh,
we need a number. We got to make a number on the game, I think. I believe that one's Friday. I think it's scheduled for Friday.
No, Saturday at 4 o'clock. I'm locked in.
Is it?
So I've been texting with Coach Lynch. Yeah. And he said that this is the best quarterback they prepared for since he's been there.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's Jonas is good. But a year ago he was locked in with Lanning. He was gonna go to Oregon and he made a change. Now he's locked in with Lincoln Riley. Now he's going to USC. That's the plan right now. So that's how good he's been. Like, since he's been a freshman, these big schools in the country have been trying to get him to their school. So right now he's going to USC. So, yeah, I certainly believe what he's saying about the quarterback. And he missed a game or two. I think it was an ankle injury. Different team. They sucked. Lincoln Way East, totally different team. It's all about the quarterback.
So, funny story about that, and I feel fine telling this story because it's what happened. So, my buddy, I will not name who he was, or who he is, rather, he watched a lot of the film. And Jonas Williams is a very light-skinned black kid who plays quarterback in Lincoln Way East. And I was like, well, tell me about him. He's like, man, he's a white kid with a big arm. And I was like, yeah? So, I Googled his name.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
Joe, I Googled Jonas Williams about 3 months ago when the season started, and Jonas Williams literally has an afro.
Yes. Yes.
Well, he told me he was white. He's like, he's white. And I'm like, Jonas Williams is white? And he's like, yeah, bro, he's unbelievable. You got to see his highlights. I looked at his headshot, his Lincoln Way East headshot. I'm like, he is not white. That is not a white quarterback.
No, he's not.
Not even close. Nope.
Big Arm is right. When he first got there, like, he's so good. He's got such a big arm. They couldn't figure out which receivers could catch his balls. Like, he's that good. Like, when you see him on the field, even at Lincoln Way East, which is a very good football school. So yeah, that's cool that they're going to be facing off. See, because he got injured, so that's why they fell in the seedings. I know people don't care, but Sam's school is number one, Mount Carmel, and so they're going to meet up this weekend, which is fairly early when it comes to the playoffs. So the point is, we got to have some sort of a bet. We got to come up with some sort of a number before we get to this game on Saturday afternoon. I know if you were in town, you'd be going.
I go for sure. I have not been to the new stadium yet. And for those that are outside the Chicagoland bubble, Jordan Lynch is the head coach at Mount Carmel. He was the kid at Northern back in the day that made the room for the Heisman Trophy. He made it to New York. Yes. He was awesome that year. Remember when he scored that touchdown against Army and saluted the students?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So now he's coaching at Carmel, and they are going for state title number 4 in a row. But this kid Williams, by all accounts, is just unbelievable. And you've probably seen a lot more than I have. But I don't know that I have a number. I don't know that we'll get a number on the high school game. But assuredly, we'll have a bet on the game between Mount Carmel and Lincoln Way East.
I can watch this on YouTube TV. How about that? It'll be on WCIU.
So, oh, good. I can't wait.
I can watch that one at least. All right, let's talk about some NFL futures. You know, we just power rated the top teams in the NFL. Just to update things, as far as Super Bowl odds, it goes Kansas City 6, LA Rams 7, Eagles 8, Detroit plus 850, Buffalo and Seattle 10-1, Indy 11-1. They have no idea. They're all bunched up. Between 6 and 11, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 teams between 6-1 and 11-1 to win the Super Bowl.
You see where Jacksonville's at? They just don't believe. I mean, there are so many teams, because you look at the playoff picture, and Jacksonville, if the season were to end right now, is in. So they should have a pretty decent price, considering the fact that they're in, and, you know, they're probably 50-50 to make the playoffs, I would say, at this point. I didn't look at the price on Jacksonville to make the playoffs. I'm going to pull that up right now. Minus 200, no. So not a coin flip. But, I mean, not a decided underdog, plus 140 to make the playoffs. Anyways, the price on Jacksonville is 50-1 or higher to win the AFC. And there's a lot of teams that you can just tell the books don't believe in to win this conference. I mean, that's why you have Kansas City and Buffalo on top of the list. So, you know, I've been joking for a couple of days now about Jim Nantz bringing the broadcast in Championship Sunday, the Chiefs, the Bills, the 5 against the 7. You know, like, why not? Why can't it happen? If they're both in, they're both dangerous. Can they both get in, though? I think the answer is obviously yes. They're both massive favorites to make it. But, man, like, it's hard. It's hard for me to believe that Bo Nix can go on a playoff run, that Daniel Jones can go on a playoff run. Maybe the Patriots can, maybe. But the more you think about it and the more you close your eyes and think about who's going to make it to the AFC Championship, we know the drill. Of the four teams, it's always four teams that have really good quarterbacks. Always. Mm-hmm. So, okay, in the AFC, that's Mahomes and May, Mahomes and Allen, Mahomes and Lamar, maybe? Who else? Which other quarterback do you trust in the AFC to make a run?
What if Burrow comes back?
Come on.
They opened up the 21-day window. They opened up the 21-day window. Well, that's the conversation you have first. Bengals are 14-1 for the playoffs. They're 20-1 for the division. I bring this up because, okay, let's look at the division first. They are one game back in the loss column from Baltimore. Who's the favorite? Minus 275. They're one game back. And they haven't played the Ravens. They play Baltimore twice. I know what the numbers are saying. The numbers are saying, no, the Bengals They're not making the playoffs. They're not winning the division. They've lost 6 of 7, but this is how we get here with this number. They're only one game back in the loss column. So what if Burrow does return soon? Okay, let's play this out. Can they beat Pittsburgh? Not can they. We know they can. Anything can happen in the NFL. Will they beat Pittsburgh with Flacco under center coming off the bye this week? I think there's a good chance that they do. Okay.
Really? I could take five and a half. I mean, different conversation, Rogers but stops. I could definitely get behind taking the Bengals plus 5.5 at Pittsburgh.
I don't understand that number at all. At all. New England's going to be a lot tougher, obviously. God, you think about Drake May going against this Bengals defense. Oh, they should light him up. Light him up. And then there's the Thanksgiving. The first Baltimore game is Thanksgiving. Could that be a Burrow return? They're still
alive. Are you
really
going to bet it? Are you betting them to make the playoffs?
I'm thinking that if you're going to bet for them to, I would just do division because you're getting a better number, and the only way they make the playoffs is they win the division. So I would just do division. At least that's where I'm coming from. Look, I think this is, if you're going to do it, this is the time because they have to beat Pittsburgh. If they lose to Pittsburgh, it's over. Maybe Burrow doesn't even return because then they probably lose to New England too. And now you have 8 losses. Then you have to win out just to go 9-8. Like, nah, it ain't going to happen. I wouldn't even bring Burrow back. But I think the door is open if they win at Pittsburgh. That number's too big. Way too big. 5.5.
I'm a dog player in the NFL, and yeah. I just, as you were talking, I just added Bengals plus 5.5 to my list. Everybody's got a list that has to get finalized by Thursday or Friday. I've got a list, and Pittsburgh's on my list to fade. So I just typed out Bengals plus 5.5. I mean, their defense is not good. We know that. But Aaron Rodgers low-key stinks. Yes. What is going on there? And what's with the wedding ring? Can we talk about the wedding ring? Where's the wife at? I need to see the wife.
So I didn't even know any of this stuff that you guys are talking about. And I just Google Aaron Rodgers' wife, and there's all these stories. So his teammates' wives want to meet Aaron Rodgers' wife, right? That's what that's about?
Yes. They want to get to know her.
Let's say he has a wife, okay? If he has a wife, I don't think it's out of bounds that he doesn't want to make her public and throw all that out there. But the question is, does he have a wife? What do you think?
Minus 110 each way. I'd make the number.
It's a coin toss.
Oh, it's worse than a coin toss.
What's the number,
really?
Paul?
He's wearing a ring without a wife. You think that's the favorite? No wife?
I'm just, you know, in classic Aaron fashion, I'm just asking questions. I'm just questioning things. I'm a deep thinker on these sorts of things. I'm just questioning things. I think it's possible that this number on the note could be like minus 250, but I'm just asking questions. I'm just asking questions.
I thought minus 110 each way was unfair. Minus 250?
I've seen, like, it's one thing if worse, like, okay, not public, whatever. Like, teammates' wives want to meet her, meaning she hasn't been to a game. Like, that's not making her public. Like, what evidence is for the yes?
Do you know what JLC calls Aaron Rodgers?
Don't.
No.
The geriatric conspiracy theorist.
I'm just asking questions. I'm just asking questions.
Yeah. Some of the questions he asked, ridiculous. But I didn't really know that this was a thing, but this is a thing. You would think that if
I don't know if Joe was on vacation. I've been saying this since it happened.
I must have been. I don't remember that.
I've been asking questions since it
doesn't
happened.
Exist. Happened. Manti Te'o. Situation.
Nobody has seen her. And famously, Rodgers is not close to his family. So the family doesn't have a clue. Nobody knows. But he's wearing that black band. He's wearing it everywhere. And nobody's seen her. I'm just reporting the facts here, Joe.
Yep. You think he has dinner with her in the house? It's like a doll he sets up in the kitchen table.
Okay.
It's a blow up doll. Well,
like Sam and I are here and Joe goes right here.
Didn't take much. He went from not knowing about it to a doll at the table. Like that's how quickly
you got a blow up doll. Sex doll, you know, those.
Yeah. Is that what a blow up doll is, Joe? Thank you for spelling that out.
What's the doll's name?
Remember Al Bundy's son? Remember Bud Bundy would walk around the fake girlfriend?
With the doll?
Yes.
Is there a female name of a version of Aaron? Because I feel like it'd be, that might be.
Yes, it's Aaron.
The mix.
Aaron.
E-R-I-N.
Oh, E-R-I-N. Thank you. Yeah.
What is happening?
Just an idea, just a thought, just
Jake,
asking questions.
Did any of this happen with you and Kate yesterday on the show?
Not Aaron Rodgers' non-existent girlfriend. No, I did introduce wife. Kate to the idea of Etsy witches, though. So that happened.
What?
Jake, what? I have a dating tip for you, Jake. Actually, no, carry that on, and then I have a dating tip for you.
Can't wait. What a tease that is. No, because I saw after the Burrow news came out, I saw somebody on Twitter quote tweet the Burrow press release that he was returning to practice with, is now a good time to admit I hired an Etsy witch to heal Joe Burrow. And Kate had never heard of this, so we went down that rabbit hole.
All of us have never heard of this.
So apparently there's witches that advertise on Etsy and you could like buy curses or spells from them. Like you can get your enemies cursed.
Way.
You could like, I've seen.
All right. Send to me. I've got a list. I've got a list right now. I got some ideas.
And I'm just
like,
apparently according to Twitter, it works too. I don't know.
Really?
Like I've seen people tweet that they paid for curse for like the Yankees to be cursed, for their exes to be cursed. So yeah.
All right, I got some people.
Interesting.
Good. I like this development. Gladly.
Happy holidays.
How much? You have any idea?
Oh, I have no idea.
You don't. Yeah, you don't want to discount witch, right? You kind of
want
to pay for.
No,
it, right?
You want like, if you're gonna go.
You gotta go mid upper tier. You can't go
not
grace
full witch.
Yeah,
full witch.
Like gas station sushi. Like you can't really. Yeah. Oh. Don't cut corners on this.
Ew.
You guys want to put. Put a pot together here. Want to go in on a witch? I think we have some of the same names. All right. We'll get back to some of these futures. A lot we didn't even talk about. We got more coming up. Awards as well. I'm getting worried about Dart. He's going to miss one game. What does that mean? We'll talk about it on the other side. This is a Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we've got some futures. We'll get some player futures coming up. We started talking about team futures, and I don't think we really got anywhere. What about the Bears at 9-1, Sam? I heard you're big on the Bears at 9-1. They are 0-2 in the division. They haven't won a division game. They still face Green Bay twice, though. But just NFC North thoughts, where are we at? Detroit's the favorite. Green Bay's the second favorite. Detroit the favorite, 6-3. Green Bay's second favorite, 5-3-1. And then the Bears are the third favorite at 9-1 with a 6-3 record. It certainly seems like the books are laughing at the idea. If you look at their playoff odds, too, like they're not a favorite, even though they're right there. They're kind of laughing at the idea that the Bears are going to be in the postseason.
I would much rather bet the Bears to make the playoffs or go over the win total, 9.5. Same price, by the way, at least at BetMGM. So over 9.5 wins is +140. Make the playoffs is +140. I would much rather swim in those waters than bet them at 9-1, 10-1 to win the division. It just feels like they are rolling out the red carpet for you to come in and bet that. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're 6-3, tied for first. Here's 9-1. They're going to be dogs in so many of these games down the stretch. And it's not to say that they can't win a handful of those games. We've talked about the schedule, man. It's just very difficult to imagine a team ripping off that many outright upsets down the stretch. Not impossible. I would much rather, though, I'd much rather bet them over 9.5 or make the playoffs. Probably the same bet. You probably need 10 wins to get in, right? So it's essentially the same bet. I would much rather make that bet than bet them to win the division.
You think San Francisco has any chance? They're two games back in the loss column. I know you would need some losses to pile up, but the Rams and Seahawks are going to play each other twice still, including this week. And I ask this because the Niners are 13-1. They're done with the Rams. They split with them. They beat Seattle, and then they get Seattle in week 18. So I'm just thinking, the answer is probably not, but I was just thinking, could it be in a situation where they can come down to the very last week up against Seattle? And then they would have the advantage. If they could tie Seattle, then they win the division if it's the two of them, because that would mean a sweep, a season sweep.
I find it interesting you bring up the Bears and then the Niners, because those two teams are going to play on December 28th, and the winner of that game might go to the playoffs. That's where we could sit. You look at the price, the Niners right now to make the playoffs, it's come down. You brought it up last week. I think it was minus 450 or minus 500, yes. Now it's minus 3.25, yes. So the Niners price has come down. Of course, you get blown out on Sunday. Every afternoon game was a blowout. Seahawks roll, Lions roll, Rams roll. I hope the Niners win 11 games, selfishly, because I bet over 10.5 wins in the summer when everybody on defense was healthy. I don't feel great about it, not at all. But here we go. The Niners to make the playoffs are still a $3 favorite, and the Bears are plus 140, plus 150. They play in Santa Clara on the 28th of December. And the winner of that game, honestly, might be the final playoff team in the NFC.
That's a great point. Right now, the Bears are the sixth seed. And if you want to say Bears don't make the playoffs, they're a favorite to miss. If you want to say the Bears don't make the playoffs, they're out, somebody else is in, that's fine. The odds are saying that San Francisco would be the team that's in. But we've got a half a season of football to go. Is there any way it's somebody else who's on the outside? It's San Francisco, then it's Carolina, Minnesota, Dallas. Sam, all these teams are 6, 7, 8, 9-1 to make the playoffs. They're all super long shots. So I do wonder, is it really the top eight is the top eight, and there's going to be nobody else that jumps into this conversation?
I'm just so glad that we didn't drink the Kool-Aid on the Falcons and bet over 9. I'm so glad we dodged that bullet. I did it 2 years ago and got burned. Did not do it last year. And I thought, well, now you got the quarterback. No, same old thing. Same old Atlanta. 3-6. Ain't going to happen. They're not winning 10 because you need 10. Obviously, 9's a push. I look at some of the bets that I thought about making. One of them was Commanders under 9.5, which did not get there either. But at 3-7, and now Daniels is hurt. I mean, that's an under for sure. How about the Saints? I know we're talking about playoff teams. Yeah. Is there a chance? I can't remember if GRP has the farm on under 3.5 or 4.5, or maybe both. I know he's got a lot of the portfolio on the Saints under the win total. What if they mess around and win 4 games or 5 games and just crush GRP?
Dude, well, I mean, some of his bets are just so dead already. Like, pretty big bets. I love how he does the chance to win and he puts him like 7%. He's just guessing. It's just like in his estimation. Like, he's got four. If you go to the bottom of his portfolio that he tweeted out yesterday, he's got 4 bets that are at 1% that he puts at 1%, and he always overestimates
halfway through the season.
Oh, So he said he bet under 6.5 on Saints.
I thought he did an alt at like minus 170. Is there a second Saints bet that he made?
He did. You're right. Under 3.5 at plus 150. Yes.
Oh, plus 150.
Yes.
Oh, so he's going to hit the 6.5 bet for sure. Okay, there we go. I knew he made a second bet. I couldn't remember if it was 3.5 or 4.5. But if he made it at plus money, that's a decent bet. They're scheduled down the stretch. Falcons up next, the mighty Falcons, at Miami, at Tampa, home against Carolina, home against the Jets, at the Titans, at the Falcons. Look, young teams with rookie head coaches are going to try. They are going to try down the stretch. I don't think they're getting a 7, though, unfortunately.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 coach of the year bets.
It's awesome.
Cornered the market. Cornered the market. Awesome. Yeah.
Does he have all the coaches like on top too? I lose track of all the bets, but I know
he's got a couple in the middle and the rest at the bottom. Yeah.
Okay. But in terms of the guys who are favored to win the award now, Vrabel is plus 120. I know he's got Vrabel. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep. At 5-1.
Steichen. He's got Steichen. I know he's got McDonald too.
Yes,
and then
does.
There's a huge drop to Ben Johnson at 25-1. So Vrabel 120, Steichen 175, McDonald 350, and then Ben Johnson 25-1. How many of the top four does he have? Three?
He has Vrabel, Steichen, McDonald. He does not have McVay or Ben Johnson.
Or Shanahan.
Or Shanahan, right. Yeah. Got Baker MVP.
That's not winning.
Offensive rookie. Ibuka's the favorite now. Dart concussed against the Bears. Daboll fired. Dart probably not going to play this week. Now they switch. Ibuka's the favorite, minus 120. Dart plus 160. I've got a lot of Dart. We talked about that all year. Sam, I started looking at some of these numbers. And outside of Dart, the other guys involved. Like Ibuka, 627 yards. The third favorite, Warren, 617 yards. Judkins, 631 yards. Like they're all, as far as yardage, all these running backs and receivers, they have very different numbers, but they're all very close. And then I started thinking, what if this is just a start for Travion Henderson? Do you realize that he's less than 100 yards behind Judkins, who's been starting a while, and he has three touchdowns, Henderson? What if he gets the majority of the work moving forward? Henderson is 50-1, and he's got half a season to go. The explosiveness that we saw on Sunday, could we get this on a regular basis where he has these explosive plays? Then he's going to blow everyone out of the water in this rookie race.
So the best price you can find on him right now, I like what you're throwing down here. I just wish Vrabel valued him as much as we do. Because Vrabel just doesn't give him the ball a bunch, and I don't understand why. There's a 50-1 in the market on Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you bet the 35 and the 30 when you can bet a 40 or a 50? I see the vision for sure. I just worry that there's too many cooks in the kitchen there in that backfield. And now they're talking about, oh, well, Stevenson's on the way back.
Like, who cares?
I agree with you, but I think there's this weird thing there where Vrabel wants equal opportunity backfield, and that's going to hurt Henderson. I think it's very clear he's the best back, but he's not getting number one share, that's for sure. Maybe that changes. If it does, kiss the 50 goodbye. This would be a good time to buy some Henderson stock, though, at 50. How's my Omarion Hampton ticket looking? Oh, 150.
It was looking good. It was. And then everybody on the Chargers decided to get hurt, including him.
Yeah, the whole line got hurt, and then he got hurt.
Yep. That sucks. What do you think? Dart's okay if he misses one game?
Yes. Can't miss more than that, though.
Yeah. I'm worried I'm going to be in a position where it's like I'm just going to miss on Ibuka. And then he ends up winning.
the problem with the dart thing is that he missed so many games on the front, right? Because he didn't start right away. So that certainly doesn't help. I don't want to say he's out if he misses two games, but you know, if you only play 12 games or so, it's just hard to envision a guy on a team that's, what, 2-8 now? Like, all right, he played 12 games, and they won two of them, rookie of the year. Like, just aesthetically doesn't feel right.
Abdul Carter's finally not the favorite anymore. And I don't check this consistently, but defensive rookie Schwesinger is now the favorite over Carter. I'm like, finally? He hasn't done anything all year.
Yeah. Well, again, bad teams. Guys slide. Yep. When you have two wins, it's hard to give awards out.
Yep. May Stafford, your co-favorites for the NFL MVP. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic, Will Brinson from CBS Sports drops by next. This is Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.